The Lord be with you.
A
reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the crowds, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. The Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Jesus said to them, Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Unlike your ancestors who ate and still died, whoever eats this bread will live forever. The Gospel of the Lord. And I get a little smile on my face as I read this, because I really just enjoy this part of Jesus' personality. I don't know. It's like the Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat, right? I mean, it sounds is like reasonable enough, yeah? I mean, we would have that reaction. And theirs is worse because of their understanding of flesh and blood and what's to be eaten and not eaten, right? They're very strict dietary laws that they had at that time that they observed. And I said, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? And then we think perhaps, well, you know, Jesus might take a step back and be like, you know, I was kind of just talking in symbol or what, you know. He doesn't do that at all. He doubles down. And he doesn't just double down, right? He doubles down and doubles down and doubles down, right? How many times can one man say in a short period of time, eat my flesh and drink my blood? I mean, he says it like 3 or 4 times here. And when he says that, by the way, he's using the word in Greek, trogain. Trogain is like munching. Yeah, like an animal, like chew, munch, right? That's what he's using, even a very particular word to say, no, you have to do this like physically. You know, you have to do this physically. Okay, so this has been one of the great source texts in Christianity, in Catholic Christianity, for the real presence in the Eucharist, right? Jesus' real presence. This is not simply a symbol, because here at this time, Jesus would have said, yeah, this is just symbolic, because they're all like, they're agitated by it, by the even the idea of eating his flesh and drinking his blood. And what does he do? Doubles down, doubles down, doubles down, doubles down. Is that, that's what you've got to do. You've got to eat my flesh and drink my blood. Okay. So, yes, if we eat his flesh and drink his blood, if we receive Jesus, body and blood, soul and divinity, in the Eucharist, our deepest desires, our God-given desires, will be satisfied. And the challenge then for us, yeah, because that's what that means, by the way, eternal life. Sometimes we have a hard time with that. What is eternal life? Eternal life is participation in God's life, and it starts here and now. It starts here and now and then continues into the next age, which is our life after death. So it's when Jesus returns, we're living eternal life. We're living the rule and the love of God. So This is how we get eternal. This is how we get God's life into us now. And we were made for God's life. We were made for God's life. So when we receive it, yes, every deep God-given desire of our heart is satisfied. The question then is, experiencing hunger in this life, experiencing incompleteness or, say, lack of fulfillment, we experience some lack, our hearts are restless. Where do we go looking for satisfaction? Where do we go looking for fulfillment? Jesus has given us his body and blood for that purpose. But we are inclined, just as St. Paul says, the day is evil, right? We are inclined to look elsewhere. That's what he means. We're inclined to look elsewhere for our satisfaction, our fulfillment, and the rest. That's why everything's nuts right now, yeah? Because we're looking everywhere but Jesus for our satisfaction, for our rest, for our full-bodied peace and joy. And there's only one place we're going to get it. And that's why Jesus doubles down. That's why Jesus doesn't pull back, but he goes right for them. Because he's giving himself away. But they have to receive him. And he can see, I don't know if I'd say they're on the fence, but they're the ones who are almost pulling back from him. He has to say, no, the answer is here. Receive me, receive, eat my flesh, drink my blood. So we have that same promise, we have that same encounter today. We know that our hearts are not, and I speak for myself, but we know that our hearts are not 100% devoted to God and finding our peace and our rest and our joy and our happiness in him. But we bring our hearts today, wherever we are, to Jesus, whom we acknowledge as the bread of life, whom we acknowledge as the deep satisfaction of our souls. And as we do, as we surrender ourselves to him, as we eat his flesh and drink his blood, we do find fulfillment for ourselves. We find the love of God poured into our hearts so that the love of God may be poured out through us into every corner of God's creation.